here are a few more notes about the OBE that I had this morning. Basically, the way that it worked out, when I did it, I was not in sleep paralysis. There weren't any vibrations or rushing noises. I didn't use a timer. Basically, I went to sleep pretty early last night. Then I woke up at about 4:30. I didn't move or anything. Well, I didn't move very much. I did actually move to see what time it was. But I didn't get up and stretch or relax or anything. I didn't stay up for a half hour or anything like that. I just woke up for a moment or two, looked to see what time it was. I laid back down, spent about 10 minutes or so falling back to sleep. I didn't fall totally asleep, but I got into sort of a trance that I could use. Mainly I was using the computer menu screen in order to get the memory impressions to become sticky. I never really had very strong memory impressions at all up until the point where I had the idea to imagine I was laying over the side of the bed on my chest looking at a piece of paper laying on the floor. And when I got to that point, it pretty much shifted over almost immediately, and I completed the OBE in a matter of seconds, probably 15 or 30 seconds. The OBE itself, when I left to go outside and then came back in, when I came back inside again, it was a totally different house. It was extremely large inside. It was more like a mansion, which doesn't usually happen. That was what was unusual about it. Most of my OBEs take place in completely different areas from where I've ever been before, so it's actually pretty difficult for me to pick out what would be a usual OBE, but what was distinct about this one was that it transformed into like this big, huge mansion interior. And there was also a dog that I ended up playing with for a while in the OBE. But then I probably could have done a couple more OBEs, but I decided that I wanted to make the recording of that I had done it for the list, so I can send this MP3 out to the list. So that was the rundown for the OBE this morning.